International Smile Day, damn it. So get out there and do some smiling, which is quite interesting because joining us in a studio is the CEO of the Smile Foundation. That is Hedley Lewis. A very, very good morning to you. Welcome.
Hi, Howard. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
All right. So what is the Smile Foundation?
So our organization is really an organization that partners with the National Department of Health and 11 academic hospitals in order to help children with the likes of cleft lip and palate, burns, and other reconstructive surgeries.
Mm-hmm.
For us, it's not about doing it ourselves. It's the true people, the heroes that do it, which are the surgical teams, the administrations, the nurses, who really the mummies in the ward. Most people think that I'll one day have a surgical or medical degree. That's
right.
One myth that my mother will never see come true. But truthfully, it's them that do the work. It's really us that give them the opportunity to support. And obviously, skills and awareness is a key factor in what we do. For us, it's really a privilege to support children that need this surgical intervention. And it's most people think that it's a once-off. It can be many surgeries.
I would have assumed it was a once-off. I would have thought it's like one operation and then we're done.
So unfortunately not. I mean, a child with a cleft lip and palate can have between one and numerous operations. It can be a unilateral cleft or a bilateral cleft. Also, people forget that if there's a cleft in the palate, they don't really see it. But at that time, it's just as serious. So you can't breathe properly, you can't eat properly, and most importantly, it's very hard to suckle either on the breast or right. on the bottom. So for us, it's also that type of support. The other thing that a lot of people forget is that it's not just about the surgery, it's all those other support structures. So psychological support in order to prepare mommy, help mommy, and that long-term support. Also, what we call the myth busters. So when my wife gave birth, it was the most glorious time. A lot of these mothers, they give birth, and for them, some of them, they didn't even know they had a child with a cleft.
Right.
And that unbelievable moment is absolutely deflated. So it's about assisting and supporting them. But obviously, love is always there. So for us, it's that multidisciplined approach that we support these hospitals across the country in order to give these children the best opportunity to integrate, the best opportunity for support. And I think that the other thing is we've just come out of winter. Winter for us is also another tough time because burn surgical interventions is part of what we do. And we forget that paraffin lamps, hot water is a huge factor in burns in our country at the moment. And it's these things that the surgical teams are dealing with every day. And really, we have to pay tribute to people that work in the state and really go out of the way. And for us, it's that privilege to support them.
How many kids do you think the Smile Foundation is helping per year?
Well, we're helping anything from 280 to 350 children a year. And that's done across the country.
A lot of kids, yeah.
Absolutely. So.
But incredible. What an incredible. How long has the Smile Foundation been around?
So we're just close to 20 years. It was started by Mr. Mark Lubner as well as Nelson Mandela, who's our chief patron. And really it was one call, one opportunity. And Madiba yielded the call and asked Mark to assist. Surgeons came from overseas. Tando got a surgery. One patient, one call, one mommy. And today, over 3,500 children have been assisted because of that one icon.
What an incredible, incredible organization. So this is, I'm chatting to Hedley Lewis. He is the Smile Foundation CEO. You are having a cyclethon on Sunday, is that right?
Absolutely. The Sassman Cyclethon is taking place on Sunday. It's really an event that's grown from being one event. It now is in 5 provinces across the country.
Mm-hmm.
But the birth of the event is really at Melrose Arch and will always be seen as that area.
I said, Zanati, I'm telling you, this is for you. It's got all the right, it's got the right patrons. It's happening in the right place. And it's stationary bikes. Am I right?
100%.
So you can sit.
Yeah, because I can't ride a bike.
I know that. Yeah. And so the bikes won't fall over. And I think for your Instagram account, this could be very powerful.
Me too. I've been thinking about it.
All right. So we'll definitely come back to that. But all right. So tell us about it. If Zanati wants to be there on Sunday, what must she do? How does she register? So, does she just go past?
So there are two ways. Either smilefoundation.co.za is the opportunity where to register, and there's an online booking form. You pick your hour, you slot it in and it costs you 160 rand. Mm-hmm. Or you'll rock up on the day. Please be there 40 minutes before the hour that you would like to ride. And we look forward to the riders. For us, it's about sport supporting children. It's about a stationary bike, as we said. So once again, you're going nowhere on the bike. The only place you're going is the place where everyone wants to go, and that's to support children as well as Hospice Fit, who do a wonderful, wonderful job. So it's at Melrose Arch. It's proudly supported, and Planet Fitness will have some of their team. It's really a health party, which is created to support. There'll be 160 people on bikes, all side by side for one thing: to get an opportunity to cycle as well as to change children's lives.
What time does it start on Sunday?
The first hour is at 8. The last hour starts at 1, and we are concluding by 2.
All right. And and where is it at Melrose Arch?
It's in the Piazza. So everybody knows coffees, teas, but it's in the Piazza. Come along. You won't miss it because you're definitely going to hear the music. And if you haven't seen it, you will miss it.
I'm definitely, definitely going to go past. So, Nati, what time are you going to be riding, do you think?
Maybe 9 or 10.
So early?
Yeah.
No plans for the weekend, clearly.
No, no. They say you lose more weight when you exercise in the morning.
Oh, okay, fine. Very, very good. So that is absolutely fantastic. Just a reminder again, the email, the website address.
So it's smilefoundation.co.za, or follow us on any of our social media columns, and the media channels will have all the information as well.
Absolutely fantastic. Hedley Lewis, CEO of the Smile Foundation, doing phenomenal, phenomenal work. Have a very, very successful cycle fun.